And then we stand. And we have the Easter acclamation, and the kids have practiced it a little bit. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We recite the themes of the week. What did we learn? God made David bold. Only with protecting can we be bold. God made Deborah wise. Only with God's word can we be wise. God made Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego courageous. Only with God's promise can we be courageous. God made Bartimaeus see. Only in God's Son Jesus can we see God. God sent Ananias to tell. Only with Jesus' cross and rising can we truly love. And so we recite back and forth, and part of this is prayer. It is a litany. Lord Jesus, you call me.
You call me to follow.
You called King David
and made him bold.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
Even though I walk through the valley of death,
I will fear no evil.
Lord Jesus, make me bold
to follow you.
Lord Jesus, you invite me.
And you give me wisdom.
As you made Deborah wise,
make me wise to salvation.
The fear of the Lord
is the beginning of wisdom.
Lord Jesus, wisdom from God,
may I find all my wisdom in you.
Lord Jesus, you keep me.
You keep me safe.
As you kept Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
even in the blazing fiery furnace,
you are our God,
our only Savior.
Be with me all my life,
that I may be with you forever.
Lord Jesus, light of the world,
shine in my heart, Lord Jesus.
Without you I am blind,
and with you I see God.
In your light we see light.
In you there is no darkness at all.
In him was life,
and the life was the light of the world.
Shine in my soul,
and shine through me.
Lord Jesus, you sent Ananias.
You sent him to tell.
So Paul could hear.
So Paul could live.
You sent others to tell me.
So I could hear. So I could live.
Guide me.
Lead me.
Give me wisdom.
Let me shine.
With your love.
With the word of life.
That others may hear.
That others may live.
In you. Let us proclaim together, Christ is risen, Christ has ascended, Christ will come again. And our next song is Blind Man, and you may be seated.
Thank you. Our epistle reading is from Ephesians 1, 3 through 14. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him, in love he presented us for adoption through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavishes upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been presented according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believing in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel is written in the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. And we invite the children to come forward and do the songs, and everybody else may be seated.
Thank you.
song, and it's the song that involves some dancing, okay?
One thing to let you know, that last song we did last year in Vacation Bible School, but they liked it so well, they wanted it done again.
Our next song as a congregation is I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light. It is printed in our bulletins. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation is the epistle lesson. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And then verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. And there is more. So, Vacation Bible School, what did we learn? Well, summary, quick summary. We learned how God made David bold, gave Deborah wisdom, protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even in the fiery, blazing furnace, made Bartimaeus see, and sent Ananias to Paul so that Paul could hear the invitation from Jesus and Paul could live and have his life in God. That's what God does. It's very simply, it's what God does. He gives life. And that is, well, if you want to say, what is the main character of God and his personality? He gives life. This is our God who gives life. And as with Adam and Eve, Adam from the dust of the ground, Eve from the rib, he gives life. For our children, he gives life. And they live and they breathe and God has created them. And then in Jesus Christ, he gives life. He gives life in the soul. And life in the soul is to know God and to be connected with God. But there's more. Because, well, Paul says this, he gets on a roll. He starts and it keeps on going because he can't stop himself. He has to pile up all of these things. And actually, this epistle lesson, believe it or not, that's all one sentence, how Paul wrote it. He just keeps on going. He can't stop. God has blessed us. He chose us before the foundation of the world, holy and blameless, adoption through Jesus Christ. That's God the Father. We, in one of our lessons during the week, we quoted John 3:16. This is God the Father and what he does, right? I'll tell you the first few words. For God so loved the world that he gave. But who is it that gave? It's God the Father. And then I'll invite you to recite it with me. John 3:16. We can do it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. It is what God does. See, the love that we have in Jesus, the love that we have in Jesus shouldn't have been a surprise to the people of the Old Testament. This is what God the Father is like, who loves, who pours out his love on us, who gives blessing after blessing after blessing. And it's not enough for God the Father to give physical blessings and life in this world. God the Father desires for us to have every blessing that he can give us in our relationship with him. And we talk about this and we say, sharing in the joys of our master, sharing his joys, sharing the delight of living forever, sharing in God's life, sharing in God's work. And that's what God is like. What an amazing thing to be invited into this relationship. This is why we talk about Jesus Christ all the time. Can't help it. Have to talk about Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, what do we have? Nothing. Without Jesus, I am blind. With Jesus, I see God. It's that big of a difference. So, Paul keeps on going. Here's some more phrases. The glory of his grace, redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sins, the riches of his grace, lavished on us. And then he says, and these are not repeating, in Christ, in him, in whom, in Christ, on and on and on and on. This is God calling us and saying, be together with me. You're invited. Live with me. And the living with me. Okay, Wade. How long does the living with God last? Forever. Okay, Logan. When does the living with God end?
Never.
Never. Yeah, and that's what we talk about. So David was bold because God was protecting him. And when God is protecting, you can be bold. So Deborah was wise because she had that word of God, and the word of God told her about the Savior who was coming. She was wise to salvation, and not just wise in the things of this world, wise to salvation. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they could say to the king, "King, even if you burn up these bodies, God will raise them up. God is God. King, which part of the word God don't you understand?" Right? King, he's God. "Do you have a word, O king, that can raise our bodies from the dead?" "No." "Well, I think we'll follow the one who does." And then Bartimaeus, blind, but now seeing. And, who was the first person Bartimaeus got to see when he received his sight? That would be, you all know his name. It begins with a J. Jesus. Okay. And Bartimaeus could see. And Ananias. Ananias. "Go, Ananias. There's a man in this house on that street who has been persecuting Christians and dragging them off to jail. Now go tell him about me." "But Lord..." Actually, "but Lord," and who was that "but Lord" that was talking with Ananias? What is his name again? Jesus. Jesus, the risen, living Jesus, the one who conquered death, the one who lives forever, the one who could say to Lazarus, "Come forth," and the dead man became alive. And with Jesus, Ananias could go, because Jesus won the victory. That's the lesson we learned. And Paul cannot seem to stop talking about it. "Whom you heard, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit." You belong to God. That's our message this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. And we rise. "Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen." We have a creed to join in confessing. Let us do so. "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." You may be seated, and at this time we gather our tithes and offerings. And as we get ready to go to our Lord in prayer, renew. Lord Jesus, you came into this world to walk among us, to be ours, and to make us yours. We thank you for your mercy and for your love. We ask you to bless our Vacation Bible School teachers, helpers, and students, to bless all who have learned and help us to grow in your ways. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless Christians around the world struggling with persecution. Bless those who have suffered loss in the storms and tornadoes of the past month. Guard and keep them and help us to help them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless the Servin family and Elsa's mom and all who call upon you in prayer and praise. Bless those who are in need of your healing mercies. Bless our elderly, those at home and those in nursing homes and assisted living centers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For our friends in the military, that you would watch over them and keep them safe, and guide their leaders so that they may be led according to your will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless our missions and missionaries throughout the world. Pastor Saeed in prison in Iran. Iglesias San Pablo congregation in Aurora. Missionaries in Africa and the Mideast. Deaf ministry throughout the world. All who speak your word to a world needing to hear the gospel of salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear us, Father, for we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord smile upon you and give you peace. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And we have one more song to sing. And may be seated, because those who will be singing may also be doing a little bit of the footwork.